I'm glad you said that. As far as Jedi is concerned, you know, my take on that movie is, yes, there are flaws, but guys,
I think
that movie takes the most difficult. Like, okay, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi is what turned Darth Vader into the character that he is today. Not Empire. Empire hinted at it.
Yeah.
But throughout Empire, he is the Dark Lord of the Sith. But you're starting to learn that there's something else behind it.
Yeah.
Jedi, he's actually dealing with those issues, and you're seeing it for the first time. And you project all that stuff back to Empire because that's when it started. So you're like, oh yeah, Empire did that. You're like, no. Return of the Jedi gave you all of that. And the Emperor, I mean, like, you know, imagine we're making a Star Wars movie and we're going to introduce another villain and he's going to be even badder than Darth Vader. It's like, that's not going to work. Oh yeah, then you get this 35-year-old Ian McDiarmid and he just blows everyone's socks off. And it's like, that's incredible. And my whole thing with Jedi is that, you know, there were ways that they could have more eloquently tied in the whole, you know, Luke and Leia are brother and sister. There were ways that they could have utilized Han Solo to make his story arc more of a constant throughout the whole trilogy. But the main storyline of the trilogy in Return of the Jedi, I don't see how it could have been done better. And that's what's most important. And it hits a home run with that. So it's
go ahead.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's also the one that has the most showmanship. So it's like, you know, anyone who wants to take issue with Jedi, it's like, you guys are going after a pretty great movie.
Well, I...